recording.
What you doing, Burrs? You out on the back deck?
Yes, sir.
I was actually I'm in a different spot today myself. I was on my deck, but then I got kids next door came outside and started jumping on their trampoline. I was like, you got
to. I know, that ruins the party, don't it?
So I came in at the last minute, so I'm not in my usual.
It's a nice day to be out. It's going to be nice all week.
Yeah, I worked out there all day since I didn't need my monitor. All right. I'm going to pull up my agenda here. Thanks, everyone, for joining. All right, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. 6:05. So we can start with the review of our minutes from last month. Ms. Winder sent it out via email. I have it up here. Not that I'm going to read it, but I'll just show it briefly. All right. And if there's any corrections, you can let us know. And if you're motion to receive, we'll take that motion.
Motion to approve the minutes from last month, Emil Brown.
Second, Wayne Cooper.
All right. Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Cooper. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Ayes have it. Ali, if anything we vote on, I'm going to assume you're an aye. If you're a nay, just chat to me or Principal Allen, and we'll include that. All right. Okay, public comment. Any parents on today? I know we got Mr. Burrows, but any additional parents? Don't believe we do. Any teacher comment? Nope. All right, comment from the general public? I don't believe so, but I will allow the tone. All right. Head of school report. That's the one report I didn't pull up. I'm going to get it up real quick.
Okay, and I'm just going to give you highlights because I'm going to help you make this the fastest meeting in the history of meetings. Because the NBA playoffs on the night, so I'm sure the lady is going to watch.
That's right. My game, Gary, come on.
I got the TV on in front of me. So.
What's your next game? Who's yours?
Celtics.
Oh, okay.
That was Sixers. Yeah,
they're going to hurt the Sixers. So real quick, we talked last meeting about extending the delaying the start of the school year. So we made that official, notified the parents that our official first day for students will be September 8th. Staff will be August 24th. We also were official with our decision to be all remote learning from home. And that will be at least until mid-October. We will reevaluate at the end of September. So that way we can give parents plenty of notice. If the situation gets better and changes, we'll begin to phase in a hybrid program where we'll have students in partial day, part of the week. We'll have to work out what busing is going to look like because that's going to be the biggest challenge with social distancing. But as of now, we'll be starting the year fully remote. We will be providing meals in our schoolyard for families, and not just for our families, but for all families in the community. If they need food, we'll be providing food in our schoolyard. And I'm looking into the possibility of setting up some type of tents in the schoolyard, so possibly we could give some students some ability to be able to communicate with teachers, try to get some normalcy when they come in. They could spend a little more time in the schoolyard. That's safer than being in the building. So I'm investigating that now. I saw where there's some schools in other countries that have decided to do that, and that way they have expanded the size of their school. The issue is when you have inclement weather, it poses a problem. So for us, it'll be just weather permitting, but we are looking at some alternatives for school feeding interaction in the schoolyard. We have a large number of professional development for teachers, getting them ready, because instructional technology, instruction in the remote world has been a huge challenge for schools across the country. So we want to try to get our teachers as much exposure and training with that. So we have them being trained by ISTE, which is the International Society for Technology and Education, Research for Better Teaching, and DOE actually are preparing, have a series of training sessions that our administrators will be attending tomorrow, but our teachers over the next few weeks will be attending some instructional technology courses with the state. They'll be training on Schoology, Zoom, Remind. So lots of us, and definitely on our academic programs, Bookworms and our Engage Math as well. Last school year, we gave every family a laptop. Families, large families, we gave them two laptops. This school year, we're going to go one-to-one, so every child in our school will have their own device. So if somebody's got 11 kids in the house, they're going to have 11 devices in their home, because the expectation is going to increase for the academic engagement, because we are going to be giving the students grades this year. I already got the feedback on how these good students feel about the pass-fail. So we have already, we understood that, because many of us, we had children who had to deal with the same. When you have a child who does well, they don't really like to see that. No. So we've already, the staff and our instructional coaches and leadership team are already working on a day that's going to mimic pretty much what the school day looks like. It won't be as exhausting and tiring because they'll be at home. But we do want to make sure that we increase the rigor and engagement for the students and the expectations for the work, because they are going to be getting graded and there will be attendance as well. So we'll roll that out and communicate that with parents, but our teams are working on that right now. We are moving to have all of our water fountains replaced by automatic bottle fillers. So note that to minimize any kind of contact with the virus. We have one on the third floor for Junior Academy now. We've had that for a couple of years. We're now going to replace all of our fountains with the automatic bottle fillers. Also, we'll be installing hand sanitizer stations around the building as well. So washing hands will be very important in the restroom. But when you're not in the restroom, making sure you're using the sanitizer. A huge part, as you know, of fighting this virus is not just wearing the mask and the social distancing, but it's also good hygiene as well. So we'll be promoting that as best we can once we get back in the building. And of course, Jesse and his team are preparing the school for getting ready for when we do return. We will have staff members in and out of the building. Some of the staff will be teaching their classes from their classroom to give the students a classroom experience. Those that have children at home that won't be able to do that, we understand that. We'll work with them from home, but there will be some that will be working from their classrooms. And I think that's pretty much what we have. We did order book bags. We got Edison backpacks. We're going to put all the supplies that we're sending home with students, school supplies, crayons, laptops. With Edison printed on the bag for them, for every family, and send them home with supplies that they need. So we should have those over the next couple of weeks as well. And I think that's about it, unless somebody from my team can think of anything that I forgot. I think I may have covered it. Any questions?
Yeah, I have some questions, not about that report, but just some general items. Voting. Were we still a voting site, Edison?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yeah, we were polling place over the summer.
Okay, and so we'll be one in November.
Yes.
But they moved all ours to PS DuPont.
What's that?
They moved all ours to PS DuPont because we was at the other charter school over Eastside.
Yeah, they did condense locations over the summer because of COVID. So
but we definitely we were a polling place this summer. And if we can get our president not try to shut down the election, we plan to be open. We plan to be open in November as well.
How about the COVID site? Were we ever contacted about being a COVID site for screening?
No, but I don't know if I'm interested in that, the way that sounds.
Yeah.
just asking, not. And the last thing that you mentioned.
I'll tell you one thing on testing, is I know one thing they were floating around was they wanted to get all the teachers and kids tested, and the state or the county was going to pay for it. Now they're saying they can't do it. It's up to the schools to do it. They want us to send tests home to the teachers, test themselves. No. And send it back, and so that's another scary part about opening as well, because testing is not as thorough as it needs to be, and there's still a delay on getting the test results back. So we'll have to keep an eye on that as well. But no sir, we have not volunteered to be a COVID site though.
Okay, and you had mentioned something about a food site. Is that that's just something, like you said, for the students, which I know a lot of schools have done
Red Clay, who we contract with to provide our food, they're going to provide the food.
Oh,
and,
good.
And they're going to provide enough food. They've already committed to it. They're going to provide enough food for not just our students, but any student in the community that needs food. And they can come get food, take it home for the whole week.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't think they're going to be out there. The way it sounded, Ms. Wine, I don't think they're going to be out there every day. But I think...
No, not every day.
Right, but I think when they're out there, they're going to be giving out multiple days worth of meals, though.
That's what they said. Mm-hmm.
Okay, who's going to be... I guess they're going to advertise it since they're doing everything. You're just a drop-off site or a pickup site. We're just a drop-off site.
Yeah, well, we'll advertise it to our families. We'll
yeah,
do that.
Okay.
We'll do that. And then I'm going to have Mr. Shelton be overseeing that. So any questions you have, you can talk to Mr. Shelton.
Oh, go Shelton.
Go to Shelton.
Wear your mask now.
We got it.
You got it, Shelton.
We got it.
All right. If it's
you good, Coop?
I'm good.
Okay.
Cool. If there's no other questions, any other questions for Principal? If not, we'll gladly take a motion.
Motion to approve the school report, Nicole Huffner.
Thank you, Ms. Huffner.
Second, Emil Brown.
Thank you, Ms. Huffner, Mr. Brown. It's been approved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you very much. We will go to the school financials. I'll just pull that up. All right, Ms. Wander, here you go. You can direct me if you want me to go anywhere in particular.
Oh, that's good. That's good right there. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first month of the year. As you can see, we did get in the first portion of the unit count formula. Little bit more than we thought, but we have no idea how that's going to look later, you know, one day at a time in this crazy environment. Our expenses for the month were $811,000. That's because we had three paid checks in the month. So you'll see that the salaries are a little higher for July. Also, we have not received any of the district funds as of yet. We do not know at this time, when you look at the bottom of the second page, it's nothing there because we have no idea at this point how many kids are coming from what districts. So I think that we'll, you know, probably will have that for next meeting. Maybe. Keep your fingers crossed.
So Ms. Wanda, from what I understand, so I joined the charter board presidents with Kendall the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I think for local funds, they are going to use last year's district numbers, eliminating any double count. So if a student left Thomas Edison and went to Christina, you wouldn't get anything for that student because Christina has it. But if someone left Thomas Edison and went to Colonial, Christina, like it won't affect anything unless the student went to a school within a district, they wouldn't pay you for that student. Otherwise, Thomas Edison should get all of the funds kind of based on last year.
Okay.
Miss May just joined. And then I'm sure you know for the unit counts, it'll be based on last year.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. All right, that's it.
Okay, that's it. It's the beginning of the year, nothing unusual going on. Just if anyone has any questions or.
All right. First month into the year, not really much is going on.
No, not much.
But any questions from anyone? All right. I'll accept the motion for the school finances.
Motion to approve the school finances, Emil Brown.
Second, Nicole Huffner.
Thank you, Ms. Huffner.
Approved by Mr. Brown and Ms. Huffner, who have replaced. They've become my new Hyle Blocksons to hook me up with my with
trying to move us moving along.
Exactly.
Yeah. Game 7.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Okay. Next up, we have our board financials. Mr. Cooper, Ms. Winder, I don't know if did you guys send me a report on that or anything?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me grab that.
Bless you.
Oh, boy. School board says, bless you, sweetie. All right. Mr. Cooper, I'm pulling that up now, but feel free to start. I'm just looking for it.
Yeah, I don't have any comments. No comments on it.
Okay, I got it here. All right, sorry about that. I'll just pull them up now.
Ollie texted me and said, Mr. Blocksom walked by his house today. So.
Oh,
wow. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah, very good news.
Very, very good news. Okay, for board financials, we haven't had a very active summer, obviously. So.
Right there, looking at the last. At the month, you can see the end. That's where you see what happened during the month of July, the 13th. We paid the Robert Miller. That's the fundraising or the contract that we have. We paid. That's the quarterly. Am I right? It's.
Hi. Yes, you can. Yeah.
It's four times a year we pay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah,
and then. The next one would be what's paid for Amanda for doing the minutes. And then the pass-through amount at the bottom.
Yeah, mortgage in and out, that's about it.
Right.
All right. anything else on that, Mr. Cooper?
No, just those, unless someone has a comment. That's where do we stand? There's I don't know if you have the other one. It's in terms of what the what do we have in our all of our accounts. Yep. I don't have that in front of me.
Yep, I'll pull it up. I'll be working my Zoom skills. I'm gonna have to submit an invoice to Ms. Wanda. So this is just kind of what we look like in our other accounts here.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Any motion to receive our board financials? Come on, dynamic duo.
Somebody make one.
No move, Jamil Brown.
Motion to receive.
y'all lucky I can't. I'll be like a move member.
all right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Mr. Cooper, did you have anything for the Achievement Committee?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. All right. Personnel Committee. So first I'll just apologize to Rupa because Ms. Patel reminded me to set up some time with us and I never got around to that. So I will do that this month. However, I do have something to share that Ms. Winder just sent me. In regards to the COVID, an update to the personnel policy right. That the state's recommended for COVID. I will pull that up because we did want to, we've been strongly recommended to, as have all the other schools, to have this addendum added.
Is this something we have to sign off on?
Yes.
You have to vote. Yeah.
Yep. So unfortunately we just kind of sent it out, but it looks like it's two pages. So, I mean,
three.
All right.
Three pages.
So,
I read all three.
All right. Thank you. So it's really three parts, right? So if, I travel, and return to work policy, highlights is all non-essential work-related travel currently prohibited, so clearly we wouldn't send you to our charter conference tomorrow, right? Personnel international travel, obviously our teachers probably shouldn't take a Carnival cruise to another country. Personal domestic travel, employees would kind of report any domestic travel plans to Principal L. And then return to work and work from home. So if an employee's job can be performed remotely, school deems that XYZ teacher can teach remotely, they obviously can do that without any sort of, using any time, it'll be a normal work day. Protocols for working on campus, just some general expectations, complete health check form, wash your hands, avoid touching your face, kind of the basics, health and safety precautions, keeping a 6-foot distance, wearing a mask, avoid touching your eyes and face, staying home if you're sick, those sort of things. And then kind of lastly, employees would be expected to kind of adhere to the policies set forth. The administration, will obviously have the option of any disciplinary action if necessary. But that's kind of a general summary. Phil, everyone should have it in their inbox. So after I meet him, feel free to go through it in detail and definitely reach out to Principal L, myself, Ms. Winder, Ms. Yates, if you have any questions on that. But in the meantime, we can discuss if there's any questions kind of on the summary, and we would like to approve the addendum. So this isn't specific to Thomas Edison. This is being recommended to all the schools within the state. So I'll pause there. Any questions, comments, concerns? All right. If not, I'll receive a, well, I would like to recommend that we approve the addendum as we've been asked to do. So if the board, if that's your pleasure, you know, we can take a motion and vote on that.
Okay, motion to approve.
I have this is Ruka. I have just one question.
Yeah.
And I'm just quickly looking at this.
Okay.
Well, are teachers routinely coming into the school to begin with?
Yeah, are they?
Will they be expected to during?
Yeah, they come in during the summer. They're coming in now.
Okay.
So we're not making it mandatory.
Okay.
But there will be frequent activity of teaching the staff members in the field because they come in to help us distribute laptops to the kids and, you know, other prepare lessons and that kind of thing. So we really need to try to do as much as we can to protect ourselves and to protect the teachers as well.
Right. And so are teachers able to work remotely if they have to quarantine themselves for 14 days?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm fine with the draft, having looked at it for like 5-10 minutes.
Definitely, Rupa. Once you look at that in more detail, if you have additional questions, because you know you would have an attention to detail that we may not have, definitely share that with us.
Okay.
Yeah, and typically we would have waited until the next meeting, but I just think with the urgency of the situation with COVID, that we if this is something that was recommended at Ms. Winder's meeting. I just thought that we need to have some level of protection and then we could come back and revisit it, but we need to have something in place to, just to try to help keep everybody safe. But do apologize for the short notice.
I mean, I think it looks fine. So I can make a motion to, or second a motion already made.
I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. I forgot. Have we made an original motion?
Hey, Mr. Cooper. Mr. Cooper made the motion.
Okay. So, motion made by Mr. Cooper, second by Ms. Sebastian. Any questions? All right.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Thank you.
Aye.
Operations committee, Mr. Brown, we met. If you want to just give a little summary of our conversation regarding transportation.
Oh yes, the executive board with Ms. Winder, and Ms. Winder was going to formulate some communications with craft or advance in reference to what their level of operation will be this year. And we'll try and come up with something commensurate with their level of performance and their level of activity. Hopefully we can formulate something where they will be distributing the meals to a location and that we would, you know, pay them for whatever services they provided. So that was basically the gist of it. At this point, we haven't come to any final conclusions, but it's in the works.
Yep.
And nothing else.
And that would be for students who live as far away as like in Newark and UD. So students that can't make it to the school for meals, what the mill's saying is that we could use advance to transport those meals But also, we also have students who might need items. Like Ollie just sent me a great question and said, what are we doing for students that might be having the same issues he's having in terms of technology? And I said that we have a troubleshooting team that's headed up by Jeff and Mr. Shelton again. They'll be on a troubleshooting team. So if Mr. Cooper wants to coordinate with them, they could do that. But so when students have issues, Mr. Scott gets on the phone with the family, the administrative team gets whatever equipment is needed, and we will take it to the home if needed to make sure that no student has any issues. We've had students even have laptops that are damaged, and we just go ahead and make sure they get another one. We know mm-hmm. that that'll happen. You're not going to have 700 kids and not have any damage get done. We just try mm-hmm. to get them to. And surprisingly, we only had one or two, which I'm very proud of the kids. But if we needed books delivered, anything like that, we could use. If Advance wants to get paid, then we could come up with some ideas for Advance, some things right. for Advance to do
right.
to get paid.
And we have a meeting scheduled for tomorrow.
Yeah.
A Zoom meeting.
Yeah, so pretty much trying to get Advance to provide some services that could benefit our families, considering that they have no school, no students to transport.
And this is the last year of their contract, is that correct? Or this is a rollover?
No, their last year was last year.
Okay, so we're year to year at this point? We don't have anything in writing?
No, it's all going to be all about, because what do you really...
Who are you transporting?
Right, okay.
Yeah, they hurt.
All right. Any other questions relating to transportation?
I just want to make sure that
period, essentially, so transportation.
That everybody got the invite for tomorrow.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Just for operations, one of the things I forgot was that we're having the parking lot. There's some areas out there that need asphalt repair. We're having that done in the parking lot. And then in the courtyard, there's some concrete areas we're going to have repaired as well for operations.
Is he bidding that out, or that's in process already, Principal?
What's that, sir?
The concrete, is he bidding that out, or that's in process already?
He already got some quotes.
Getting quotes, because they're small jobs.
Right, it's not enough to bid.
Yeah, they're small, so he's getting quotes.
Yeah, last time I was there, he told me about it, but I didn't know whether he had started or not.
No, he ain't started. Jesse moving slow motion. Don't worry about that.
All right, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. And I'll just go to the executive committee. I'll just give a brief update. I'll just pull this up on my screen. So Kendall meets with the charter school board of directors and kind of gives straight updates on meetings with the governor and how things, what is recommended and things they're working on. For the kind of COVID-19 situation. But one of the things is a uniform leave policy for everyone. So they're working on something that'll become a final proposal that the General Assembly would be able to vote on. But it's a group working on a universal leave policy where staff wouldn't have to use their personal time or PTO for COVID positive tests. One of the things that people got was teachers were really worried that they would use their time related to something related for COVID, and then later in the year catch the flu, something along those lines, and potentially be out of town. So the state would provide a portion or a full salary, which is still being decided, for up to a 20-day leave related to COVID. So the staff member that has tested positive for COVID, or they have a relative that they're caring for that tested positive for COVID, or the staff member has been exposed to someone that tested positive for COVID and has been instructed to self-quarantine. Those staff members, Thomas Edison wouldn't have to necessarily pay their salary, and they would get to take up to a 20-day leave without using any of their PTO time. Right now, the cost of a substitute would be covered by the school, but they're negotiating that that's something that the state will be able to tap into federal dollars for. So that's just kind of an update on that. I'll keep you abreast of whatever goes on. I already talked about kind of the attendance unit count. It'll be based on last year's figures. And finally, one of the things that they're trying to communicate is everyone says that schools should use their CARES Act dollars, but no one really, schools didn't get much in terms of CARES Act dollars, and most of it's gone. So they'll probably be reaching out to the business managers, Pat, asking, you know, how we spent our dollars, and want to make the case that the school should be able to tap into more federal dollars. And then lastly, the thing that came up were charter board meetings. Board members wanted to know, or in general, are school boards still meeting virtually? And everybody represented on the call for both weeks, school boards were still meeting virtually and intended to continue to do so. So we're pretty consistent with the other charter school boards in the state at this point in time. One school, I forget the school, did one meeting where they had a couple of people on site and half the people virtual, but they intend to do virtual going forward. So that's just kind of an update from the state charter school network perspective. Okay. Any questions on anything I said?
In that realm, do we need to have something in our bylaws or our procedures for having virtual meetings?
Nah, so Kendall said that she's going to set up something where all charter board members would be invited to, kind of like a virtual meeting training, the things we should make sure that we're doing. Right now, all the things that are being recommended we're doing, right? So we're publicly posting our Zoom. So theoretically, anyone can dial into this meeting. That's the big thing. The general public's able to dial in, which most boards are trying to do.
Okay.
Any other questions for me on that? Okay, thank you. And so before I get to any new business, just for board member comments, I just wanted to congratulate Ami Patel for everyone here. She's accepted the position as a teacher and counselor at Sanford for the upcoming school year. So I know she's excited about that. I'm excited for her, and she'll be great in that role.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Was there anything else needing to be covered, or any additional comments or concerns?
Just, I would like to say, and I know I kind of mentioned it in the last meeting, great job, everyone, for just the decisions that you're making and the safety precautions that you're taking for the kids, families, staff, admin, everyone. So I think there are a lot of like really hard decisions from everyone's end. And I think everyone here, I think, is doing a really great job at being, you know, respectful and responsible. So I just want to say thank you to everyone for that.
Yep. And I echo that. Thank you, Ms. Patel. I definitely echo that.
We appreciate all of the
work that's going into making the school year happen. I mean, it's something that you can never prepare for. You still can't prepare for what's going to happen. None of us know what the world is going to look like in November. So
right.
Definitely appreciate your leadership through this.
And you see what happened with schools that tried to open.
Yep.
Some even tried. Some schools open without a mask mandate, which I think is crazy. But you're putting teachers and kids at risk. So we all appreciate the support of the board and the guidance of being able to work together to do what's right. And I think the teachers feel that, and they feel and know that we are making the decision that we know is best for the safety and the health of everyone, you know, even our families at home, you know, because we have a large number of students who live with parents who are elderly,
right,
have some pre-existing conditions. We even have some students ourselves who have some, you know, immunocompromised issues. So it's a challenging time, but I think challenging times is when you need good, strong, balanced leadership. And that happens when we make, when we have shared leadership. And I think that's what we have as a board and a team. So I appreciate
that. No, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any additional comments or questions or concerns or anything we need to cover? All right. If not, I will take a motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
Thanks everyone for dialing in. I mean, we've been getting great participation on the board Zoom meeting, so I definitely appreciate that.
Gotta be careful. This might become the norm for forever.
I know. But thanks everybody, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Mr. Burris, you see your Celtics just got dunked on.
That's all right. It's what 6-5. It's early. That's all right.
It's my birthday.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Take care, everybody.
All right. Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.